Second parak of Beitza Mishnah Yud. Agolah shel katan, a baby carriage, tamei mishum midras. It's tamei tumas midras. Midras is anything which a human being puts his all or the majority of his weight on. So here the baby is sitting in the carriage. Carriage is in the kabbal tuma. He tells the Shabbos, and you can use it on Shabbos. The eina nigreres. And you're not allowed to drag it on the ground because it makes a ditch in the ground. I'm talking on soft grass. Sorry, any grass, Ella Gabi Kalim. You're not allowed to drag it only on Kalim. You shouldn't drag it on soft earth because it's going to make a ditch in the ground. This Tana holds that even though your kavon is not to do so, but still, it's also. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer called the kelim a groin chutz me'agola pneishi kaveshes. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, that even though the first time it was also Rabbi Yehuda because it's double shem miskaven, Rabbi Yehuda holds double shem miskaven is also we pass against mutter. But Rabbi Yehuda said this second time according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though I hold that double shem miskaven is also, but what the wheels of a wagon do is not considered chayresh or bayne, because chayresh is when you soften up the land, so it digs into the ground and moves it around, but here just crushes down the earth and the ground, and therefore that is not befall the malacha of Chayrish. Yeah, as we know, we pass it like Rav Shimon that says that as long as it's not a psikresha, it's not a very heavy wagon, which definitely will cause this script, so it won't be a problem. Yeah.